Good afternoon and welcome to the WHTC at Home Show presented by Zeeland Lumber and Supply with your host Mark VandenBosch. Mark presents the latest in building, remodeling, everything for your home. You are at home on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Tony Hoover, once again filling in for Mark VandenBosch. Mark is on the road. He's traveling to Ohio today, of all places. So he called me up and I thought I'd fill in. So we have an awesome show. Very excited to be here. We're talking to Kim Islander, and Kim is from BJW Berkhorst. And we're going to talk about plumbing fixtures. We're going to talk about sinks. We're going to talk about bathrooms and kitchens. It's going to be a really, really fun show. I'm totally looking forward to it. If you want to join in on the conversation, you can give us a call. Area code 616-395-1450. Again, that's area code 616-395-1450. We love our conversations. We love questions. So go ahead and give us a call. So, Kim, welcome to the At Home Show.
How are you today?
I'm fantastic. Thank you for taking the time out to join us.
You are very welcome. Hopefully he's not going to the Ohio State game.
You know, Mark bleeds blue and gold, so I trust that he's not.
Good.
I knew I liked that young man.
Fantastic. So Kim, you work for BJW. I'm going to mess it up all day.
That's fine. It's a handle. BJW Berkhorst is about a 115-year-old plumbing supply house. So we are old. So we've seen it all. If there's anything that's come and gone, we've done it, sold it, made it.
Fantastic. That is so cool. So, and what's your role at BJW Berkhorst?
I am the showroom manager, and I've done it for, I'm not even going to share how many years. So truly have enjoyed it. It's we are the hottest thing right now in the industry.
Oh, for sure.
We are the coolest part of your home and the most time in making your selections. And yeah, it's just a fun part of the business.
Fantastic. So, you know, whenever I prepare for these shows, I often think about what I know about the topic. And when I think of, you know, we'll just start in bathrooms. When I think of bathrooms, I think of my family bathroom when I was a kid, and the bathroom sink was just a stainless steel thing. It had just a small faucet, you know. And so, like, going back, you know, 10 years, 15 years, how really has the bathroom changed in that time?
You know, funny, I'll have a lot of people in, and they'll be my age, and in that, you know, you had one bathroom in the house. You had to take turns. You had to wait in line. You had to almost, like, lock your time in. I'm at 7:25 today. And now, if we have four baths, there's not one you can eliminate. So we have become bath crazy. We have them everywhere. We have pool baths and barn baths, and there's just this need that, you know, they have to be there, and they are beautiful. We want to spend time in there. We want to have all the bells and whistles. We don't have one sink unless it's something large. We have out the wall faucets. We have shower heads that rain on our head. We have seats in the showers. Like we said, you can actually have a bench in your shower and stay there. My grandfather showered in a block shower in the basement.
Oh my gosh.
You know, next to nothing, and was the happiest man all his life. So
yeah,
we would never use that.
Oh, that's so cool. So if you want to get if you have a question for Kim, you can give us a call, 395-1450. We're here to answer all of your questions. So Kim, like, if you want to do a facelift to your bathroom, like, what are some pretty quick and easy ways to do that facelift? Like, what can you do with faucets now? I know faucets are totally different.
Yeah. You know, there are a few things that are always a given. If you're looking to just take it from polished brass to something new in the oil rubbed, we need to know sinkhole drillings if we're not changing sinks. Shower trims and tub shower trims, we do have to stay with the brand that's in the wall. So we do have a few restrictions. We can't just put a Delta on a Moen or anything like that. So it is easily done. The sinks are much easier than some of the tubs and things like that, but we can do it pretty inexpensive. I mean, a lot of the gals are just looking to update.
Yeah, for sure. So if you want to, like, do something like change your faucet, like, what information would I need to take to BJW Berkhorst to get the process started?
You know, the nice thing, the good and the bad thing about those cell phones is generally you can take a picture of it.
Okay,
and
great.
So we've got that picture. We know what drilling your sink is, what brand your maybe shower fixtures are in that. So, you know, generally you take a picture. We can, you know, offer you every price point, every style. Finishes are just as personal as you'd like them to be. We do everything now from a champagne bronze, which is a little newer flavor again, to the oil rubbed. We're even seeing a lot of chrome come back.
Really?
Very classic, very much with the subway tile and that old feel, that hexagon floor tile.
Yeah,
the gals are really going back to cast iron tubs with tile walls instead of units. So it is funny what kind of cycles back through.
Yeah.
Almost like a mini skirt. She comes and goes.
Yeah, it's always going to come back in style, right?
Yep. You just hope you can still wear it.
I love it. That is so cool. So, like, with faucets, like, it's interesting to, like, go into other people's homes. Not that I constantly go into other people's homes to look at faucets.
Yeah.
But, again, it used to be really simple. And now I'm seeing, like, I think it's called open channel.
Correct.
So can you tell us about that? And, like, when I see that, I worry about the maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
With the newer faucets, is there a lot more extra maintenance?
Mm. You know, we always have to kind of go with what the times are or the styles are.
Sure.
And we follow truly the fashion industry, and it is amazing. Finishes will follow the women's accessories. If the women are into silver, we'll see a lot of brushed finishes. If the women are now heading back to the bangles being more brass and gold, we're headed to more of the bronze finishes. What I've seen recently within the past year is the gals are looking again, which was maybe 10, 15 years ago, faucets with that open channel. And that's been a really timeless look, kind of fun, the way the water rimmeds out of the spout and that. Haven't heard any maintenance issues. We do a lot of things like that in powder rooms. Maybe not as practical when you're trying to brush teeth and things like that to have your water coming out at you. But very pretty. Again, we do a lot of function over form. We do a lot of pleasing to your home style. There's so much more to consider. At the very beginning, you maybe took a half an hour. You got white or bone. You got chrome or brass. Now we decide if your home is French country or you contemporary or what is your budget?
Yeah.
And there's all these other things that kind of come into play now that never came into play before.
Right on. That is so cool. Like I said, like my wife and I are looking to buy a home, and we look at the bathroom fixtures as something that's a relatively easy thing to change when you're moving into a new home or if you have an existing home. You know, so are there resources? Like, is it helpful, like, to go online and look at pictures and bring them into you?
We do a lot of that. That is a huge help. I laugh because the gals come in. Pinterest and house is what the gals are all about right now. And it does help. It defines your style. We can play with that look in many, many budget ways.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the gals will come in and it's like, I'm looking to mimic this bath.
Yeah.
So it does make things a lot more simple, but then also a little bit more of an investment. Generally,
right on.
That's generally not got a small price tag on the bottom of it.
It never does it?
No. And it is funny. I think what you said earlier is there are people more judging the bathrooms and the kitchens than what they used to.
Yes.
They don't buy a home unless it's got a great bathroom or a great kitchen.
Yeah, it really is. It's one of those rooms that really makes a home a home, isn't it?
Yeah, and the investment is huge. So it's, you know, definitely a piece to consider.
For sure. Mm-hmm. Now, you brought up house.com.
Mm-hmm.
Can you just real quickly, we've talked about it on the show before, but I always love talking about house. Mm-hmm. Can you just kind of give me a brief overview?
You can get addicted to it. The
can
gals
you really?
Are addicted to it. You know, it's just the easiest thing to flip through, and I don't even know how many millions of pictures you can flip through, but if you're looking to remodel your kitchen, it has every flavor, every style. It will direct you to product, bathrooms. There's just endless rugs. It's just a great thing, and you can do hours and hours on it.
For sure.
It does help the gals create a folder of what they're looking for.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
I'm joined by Kim Islander, and Kim, when we come back, we're going to talk about water conservation, and we're going to talk about bathrooms, and just talk about a whole lot. Stay tuned to the At Home Show.
HTC.
You're listening to the At Home Show on WHTC 1450. If you want to join in the conversation, call 616-395-1450. And on today's At Home Show, we're talking with Kim Islander from BJW Berkhorst. I got it right that time.
Perfect. Awesome. Try to say that on the phone 100 times a day.
Well, you're the professional. You can probably just, like, get
just
it out.
Just rambles out. If you call me at home, BJW Berkhorst.
I like how you sing it right at the top. That's awesome.
Yep.
So, okay, during the last segment, we talked about house.com, and we just want to, you know, kind of clarify a little bit on that. House.com. It's spelled a little differently. Kim, it's H-O-U-Z-Z.
Correct.
.com.
Yeah.
And it really is kind of like Pinterest, but it's specifically for homes, right?
Correct. If you are looking to update a fireplace, there's hours and hours and hours of it. So we were just saying, too, it does seem like the homeowner is driving it more so than the builder or the tradesman. They're up to any challenge and actually enjoying the challenges.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think with some of like the real craftsmen builders out there, they, like you said, they love that challenge.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, what can you throw at me?
Right, right.
And they always do a great job.
Right. And it is an additional design service. I mean,
yeah.
It's almost giving you all of those options that even the decorators use house. And
right.
And if you're trying to describe a flavor, a style, you can find that picture in a second that mimics what you're looking to do. So it does speed the world up.
Fantastic. If you want to get in on the conversation, I'm talking to Kim Eilander from BJW Berghorst. You can call 395-1450, and you're listening to the At Home Show. So, Kim, a question I always have when we talk about design, form versus function.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think if you are looking to invest in your bathroom, you have to think to yourself, how long is this going to stay stylish before I have to do it again? I mean, how do you walk that line?
Yeah. You know, and I would say the same. Bathrooms were function. We had a toilet, a tub, and a sink, and you brushed your teeth and out the door you went. We still do the same things in the bathroom. We just don't do them the way we used to. Toilets in particular, we've every year brought down the water usage. I'm thinking that we are going to be seeing a federal law again come through that toilets are going to drop to 1.28
TOTO. Oh, really?
And a lot of the manufacturers, Kohler, are working through some of those issues already, getting them to go from 1.6 to 1.28.
Okay.
They're doing some great jobs adding some rim wash to them. TOTO awesome in that they have a Santa gloss finish that things then will not adhere or bacteria won't stay in the bowl. So we are doing a lot of plus to that cost and a lot of function as well as style. We
fantastic.
Do both.
That's very cool. If you have a question for Kim, go ahead and give us a call, 395-1450, the At Home Show. Now, there is something that I have noticed in bathrooms that was very popular with my grandparents and my parents.
Uh-oh.
And that
was probably around back then, too.
No. I'm an old 30, trust me.
Perfect.
So the bathtub used to have the clawfoot, right? It used to stand above the ground. And I've seen that come back. And what happened?
We are digging in antique shops for them. We are looking for them everywhere. The old freestanding tub that your grandmother couldn't wait or your mother couldn't wait to get out of the home it has been brought back. And there's better ideas. They're larger. They're wider. They can have your air and whirlpool systems to them. But it definitely is a looker statement. We probably don't do as many whirlpool pools in that typical deck setting as what we used to. The gals found that was something they didn't use, or it was too large and it was cold. They prefer something smaller, warmer. We truly are headed back to more of a classic time with our styling. So those tubs come back again to that flavor. It's very spa-like for a lot of the gals. It's very feminine, so we don't generally see them. A few of the lines have got them more contemporary, but we generally see them had a little bit more of that traditional, that classic, a little bit more girl-like.
Now, do you see older is not maybe the right word, but do you see like older women going for, or men, even older people?
Surprisingly, all ages. You know, I know I probably thought the same, that maybe some of them, you know, doing their retirement homes and that wouldn't, but actually finding that they're as easy, if not easier, to get in and out of than that big decked whirlpool was.
Yeah.
They're a little bit softer to get in and out of. I think it's an enjoyment. We're looking at it as more pleasing.
Yeah.
And the gals are bath gals yet. There's surprisingly even a few guys that are bath guys.
Really?
And love to take that time to quiet down and settle down. And a lot of them have said, we just stay home more. We enjoy our home more.
Yeah.
So
I've
had women in the past who drove into Chicago to spend the night at the Drake to take a great bath. Now we expect to have that at home. We want that same hotel spa experience at home.
And that's something that a lot of people are really striving for in their own home, is like, you know, staycation has been like the popular word for a while. but people are bringing in the things they like from other places.
Yep. Your kitchen is now more like a restaurant kitchen. We do commercial faucets. We do large single bowl sinks. We can have kitchens with 3 and 4 sinks in them now. So different work and prep stations because people entertain and everyone jumps in and kind of helps out. Or we have sinks that we use as almost like a trough and we throw our beer bottles in it and things like that. So it's truly changed. We live differently than when we were younger. Your mom put the ice bucket on the counter. We don't do that anymore.
I love it. That's totally accurate, by the way. That's very cool. Now, I mean, like, we're now getting into kitchens a little bit, you know, and the kitchen is different than the bathroom for obvious reasons. But like with sinks and stuff, what has kind of been the trend for kitchen sinks?
Yeah, see, just like the clawfoot tubs, we are getting a ton into the farm sinks. That's again another statement or look that the gals are trying to go for. That's having that exposed apron. Generally, they're out of fire clay, so they're a little different than your typical cast iron sink that we all grew up with in that. It has a front on it. It's got a great single bowl, generally something that, again, was probably more in grandma's house. High bridge faucets. We can also then go into something into that stove apron flavor. Now we've switched the look and we've taken it to stainless and made it more contemporary. So really, the looks are endless. The materials and offerings are endless. We're doing a lot in the kitchen with the granite composite sinks, and they're more of an undermount, but they're then colored, they're bronze, they're metallic gray, they're totally different, they're jewelry. I guess that's the best way to describe plumbing anymore, is it's jewelry.
It's jewelry for your home.
It is.
That's perfect. You know, and it's interesting just to see, like, what I'm hearing is, like, if you can dream it,
we can do it.
I love it.
I know. Yep.
That's very cool. So we're going to take one more break. When we come back, we're going to finish the conversation. We're going to talk a little bit about water conservation. And you're listening to the At Home Show on WHUC 1450.
Back to Tony and Kim. It's the At Home Show.
Good afternoon. You know, Brent, I don't know if I like that weather report. We're going to go from 75, 80 back down to 50.
Oh, we've been so spoiled, Tony. We've been so spoiled for so long.
I know. I know. I just want another week. Can I have one more week?
You may have to go south.
Fair enough. So you're listening to the At Home Show. We've been talking mostly about bathrooms, talking about kitchens. We've been talking about just the plumbing fixtures, how they've changed, the different styles and everything in between. And I'm joined with by Kim Islander from BJW Burkhorst.
We're going to have you answering the phone yet.
I'd be happy to. I got to come down to that showroom you guys have.
You will have to. You will want to tour us. Showroom is open daily 9 to 5:30. Quite often, if you're looking to really get into it, it is best to make an appointment. But it is endless, and we are constantly changing the floor to make sure we're just showing a little bit of everything. You can sit in tubs, check out tights of toilets, all kinds of goodies. We're not very modest there anymore.
I love it. I'm going to show up with chocolates and just hang out in the bathroom.
Perfect. I hang in the bathroom all day.
Fantastic. So we don't have a whole lot of time left, unfortunately, but at the end of the last break, we were talking about making your home that spa. Mm-hmm. You know, what are other ways that people are bringing, like, that the fanciness, for lack of a better term, into their home?
Yep. We definitely do think we deserve to be pampered, and we do work really hard, so we are headed that direction. I do think we were chatting too that it comes in cycles. I remember my parents entertaining a ton, and they entertained differently. They didn't do lobster like the people of today do at home, but they had people in their home and they enjoyed it. We are definitely doing that again. We're having people in our home. We're having guests stay. I hear that more and more. So I think our wants and desires have changed. We are looking to enjoy our home, and bathrooms in particular. It's our retreat. It's our hideaway. We now are finding more of an asking for steam units and
a steam unit,
multi-shower heads, and we're going to just hang in the bathroom with everybody.
I love it. Now, what exactly is a steam unit? I'm picturing a sauna. Is that correct?
Nope. Sauna would be a dry heat. A steam unit is more of a wet heat.
Okay.
I actually have a brochure and I should have brought it along. There's 40 reasons or 40 pluses for having steam in your home. If you struggle with allergies, arthritis, there are some real health benefits to it. Just the wellness. It's great for your complexion. So a lot of couples are finding that it's that detox. It's that shutdown. We have had more and more people people ask, how do I get my music in my shower?
Oh, wow.
So we
really?
Have speakers and everything we can tie into it. So it can be as techy as you like. I mean, I can do Bluetooth in your shower now.
That's fantastic.
I can do LED lights in your shower if we need it.
Like we said, if you can dream it,
yep.
You can do it.
You got it.
Oh, fantastic.
We're going to hang in the bathrooms.
I love it. So like with the steam, like the basis behind it really is you're going to sweat out whatever is hurting
Correct.
Your body.
Right. And just that shutdown time, that, you know, sitting on a bench and just revitalizing that body. And then the steam unit goes hand in hand with a rain shower head.
Right on.
And body sprays. And you got it.
Just all there.
A human car wash is what we always used to call it. And we are still doing human car washes.
Oh, that's so cool. I love it. Now, I wouldn't be doing myself any favors if I didn't ask this next question. It's about saving water.
Oh.
Are you supposed to put a brick in the tank of your commode?
Nope. I think my grandma did that. I think at that time your toilet's probably flushed 8 gallons. So
oh my
probably
gosh.
Did help. We are down to a federal law of 1.6, and I do think we're going to see that lessen.
Sure.
Shower heads are, 2 gallons to 2.5. You can put aerators on your faucets that make your faucets only produce or let out a gallon of water. So there are ways to be conscious of that. We've been very spoiled in this area because of Lake Michigan.
Oh,
we
yeah.
don't think there is a water shortage.
But so what I'm hearing is a lot of the newer products that are coming out already have those like conservation
Correct.
Built
right.
in.
We are very conscious of all of that, and they are very good about it. We chatted earlier about your investment in your products, whether it was all hoopla or is it there. It's all there. The products are worth it.
That is fantastic. Kim, thank you so much for joining us. We'll have to have you on again. This has been the At Home Show, normally with Mark Van de Bosch, but Tony Hoover's been filling in. Thanks, everybody. Have a great day.
Thanks for joining us this afternoon for the WHTC At Home Show, presented by Zeeland Lumber and Supply on 1450 WHTC with your host, Mark Van den Bosch. If you'd like to hear today's show again, go to our website for the podcast. Just log on to Holland's homepage, WHTC.com, and join us next week for At Home on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station.